بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. نحمد الله ونشكره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه.
I would like to congratulate you all, honorable participants, dear performer of prayers, all the people of Iran and the great Islamic Ummah on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In order to show the greatness of this Eid, it is enough to say that in the Qunut of Eid al-Fitr prayer, we take an oath to Allah the Exalted on the blessedness of this day. This shows the significance of this day. The conclusion of 1 month of praying, supplication, dhikr, humility, and service by pious individuals is a day of Eid for all people, and it is a day of honor and dignity for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. What I want to say in this sermon is that our pious people thankfully spent a good Ramadan. They spent a Ramadan which was imbued with spirituality, attention to God, supplication, and humility. We officials of the country should envy these pious people and these enlightened hearts, and we should thank God for bestowing on us this responsibility towards our pious people. The people throughout the country were fasting in the longest and hottest days of the year. They endured the heat while they were fasting. Even our youth and teenagers turned to fasting in an enthusiastic and ardent manner. Some people, some evil hands, tried to drag our teenagers towards Rozekhari, the act of eating and drinking in front of fasters in the holy month of Ramadan. However, thank God, they did not succeed and they will not succeed in the future either. Despite this, the officials of the country and the masses of the people should pay attention that what plans and plots our evil and vicious enemies have been thinking of. In order to make this blossoming generation of the country drift away from religion, they sit and plan, and they devise schemes so that they can drag the teenagers towards Rozekhari. Thank God, the people punched them in the mouth. This month was a month of divine feast. A divine feast involves divine catering. Divine catering in this month is the enlightenment of hearts, the forgiveness of sins, and the blessing to carry out great and good tasks. One of the most important tasks was the great rally that was held throughout the country on the last Friday of this blessed month, on Quds Day, on the urging of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh and at his insistence. This rally was held in many other Muslim countries as well. On Friday, Quds Day, the weather was very hot in some of our cities. People do not usually step out in such heat, but our people came and participated. This happened everywhere in the country, particularly in those cities which are located in hot provinces, the southern provinces of the country. The people truly did a jihadi task. With their fasting mouths and in the sun, they came and declared the position on the important issue of Palestine. This means that even if some Muslim governments betrayed the Palestinian ideal, even if some individuals shirk the responsibilities in this regard, and even if some nations are not aware of the issue, the people of Iran are prepared, with their presence and cries, to stand up against all the enemies and to keep the issue of Palestine alive. This year, in the month of Ramadan, the whole country was a great exhibition of signs of the people's orientation towards spirituality and of glorious Quranic meetings. Thankfully, this was reflected in the best way possible in the national media. The people welcomed the recitation of the Holy Quran chapter by chapter. This collective practice has become common in holy places. This year, the practice was common in many cities. The people's iftar meals was another phenomenon, particularly in Tehran. The people spread iftar sufras in Husseiniyas, mosques, streets, neighborhoods, and alleys, and they invited passerby to eat, and they accepted their invitation. I have not received a clear report about provincial cities. Of course, in some holy places such as Astan Quds Razavi, there was a number of public iftar meals. They brought me the photos of these public meals in Tehran. All this enthusiasm and interest in spirituality and this act of rendering services to one another really touches us. This is one of the tasks that has become common this year. Of course, it existed in previous years as well, but this year it was witnessed more. In Tehran, this practice is almost all-inclusive, and it should naturally exist in provincial cities as well, although I do not have exact and clear information in this regard. This is against those extravagant and lavish iftar meals which were very costly. Such iftar meals were not given to the needy either. Such meals are offered by government organizations. There is no reason behind this course of action. For example, they gather some individuals in hotels and they give iftar meals to those individuals who do not need them at all. The thing that the people did this year is against that course of action. Some people who call themselves devoted street roamers, which is a real name, knocked on the people's doors and gave them iftar meals. They have reported many such cases to me and they have brought me photos of it. They gave people iftar meals at their door. These are very great tasks. These are very valuable tasks. Besides these iftar meals, there was praying from night to dawn. Such events were held in mosques, Husseiniyas, and different other places during the nights of Qadr. They were even held at the tomb of martyrs. The people gathered in such places and drew their hearts' attention to God. All of these are a means for attracting divine mercy. Performing i'tikaf in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan is also turning into a tradition which is growing on a daily basis. By Allah's favor, this will be a blessed phenomenon as well. I have been informed that some honorable physicians treated the people for free in some days and nights of the month of Ramadan. This means that such self-sacrificing acts are common among all the classes of people. Such was the month of Ramadan that passed. Such a month of Ramadan is a source of attracting divine mercy, God willing. And today, which is Eid al-Fitr, is a day for showing our respect towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You who have turned this day into an Eid for Muslims. You who have turned this day into a source of dignity, greatness, and abundance for Muhammad, God's greetings be upon him and his household. This is a way for the people to respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allah the Exalted said about the Holy Prophet, "It grieves him that you should suffer. Ardently anxious is he over you. It is difficult for him to witness the people suffering. Dear God, by the blessedness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his household alayhi salam, turn this month of Ramadan and this Eid al-Fitr into an auspicious occasion for the people of Iran and for Muslims throughout the world."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين سيما علي أمير المؤمنين وحبيبته الزهراء المرضية سيدة نساء العالمين والحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك.
I invite all the dear brothers and sisters to observe divine piety. What I would like to say in this sermon is related to the world of Islam and the Islamic Ummah. Unfortunately, the people's Eid turned into mourning in some countries. In Baghdad, several hundred families witnessed the loss of their dear ones at the hands of criminals, terrorists, and those who want to promote a fake and phony version of Islam among the people at the command of their masters. Moreover, the people in Istanbul, in Bangladesh, and in some other countries were exposed to terrorist attacks in the day of the month of Ramadan while they were fasting. This is the work of intelligence services, particularly the dangerous hands of American, Zionist, and English intelligence services, which have cultivated terrorism. It is they who have created terrorism in the world of Islam. Of course, they themselves will be harmed by this as well. In the present time, they are gradually witnessing this, but this is their sin and crime anyways. This is a crime which will not be forgotten. Unfortunately, in the month of Ramadan, the fire of war was ignited in some Islamic countries, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya, and in some other areas. One really becomes sad to see that the world of Islam is in such a situation. Some people turned political disputes into a civil war. It is one thing to be engaged in a political dispute, and it is quite another to be engaged in a civil war. It was the interference of superpowers which caused this in Syria and in some other countries. In Yemen, it is more than a year and a half now that the people have been suffering from bombardment. But well done to the people of Yemen, who managed to hold that magnificent rally on Quds Day, despite that hot weather and those bombs. Well done to those people, and well done to the wise leader of the people of Yemen. In Syria too, the people are suffering from a great disaster which has been imposed on them by arrogance. The enemies are trying to consign the issue of Palestine to oblivion. They want to make the world of Islam get involved in its own domestic issues so that it forgets the issue of Palestine and so that they can create an opportunity for the Zionist regime to pursue its vicious goals. We should note that fighting for the freedom of Palestine is an Islamic fight, one that is all-inclusive. This is not a purely Arab fight. It is the responsibilities of Muslims everywhere in the world to continue this fight, this cry, and this movement in whatever ways they can. Reducing an issue of such significance to a domestic Arab issue is a wrong course of action. I would like to raise an issue about the domestic affairs of the country, the issue of these unfair and unjust salaries and payments from public funds. This has been spread among the people and they pass the news to one another. These payments are illegitimate and sinful. These payments are a betrayal of the ideals that belong to the Islamic Revolution. Without a doubt, some people have behaved in a negligent and ignorant manner in the past. Therefore, this should be made up for. It is not the case that we should kick up some fuss and then conclude the matter and consign it to oblivion completely. This should be pursued. Fortunately, the Honorable President and the heads of the other two government branches have committed themselves to pursuing this matter. This issue should be pursued seriously and illegitimate payments should be returned. If some people have broken the law, they should be punished. And if the law has been abused, they should be dismissed from their jobs. They are not individuals who deserve to be in those centers. Of course, you should notice that the enemies of the Islamic Republic want to use this as an excuse against it. Such individuals are not large in number compared to the large number of those managers and personnel who are working in a pure and sincere manner. However, even the small number is harmful. Even the small number is a flaw. Therefore, they should eliminate this flaw. We have identified the detriments of poverty. We formulate plans for these detriments and we hold meetings to that end. But it seems as if we did not truly understand the detriments of drunkenness resulting from an aristocratic lifestyle. When an aristocratic lifestyle, waste and extravagance exist in society, and when such things are promoted, this is what will follow it. Everyone is looking for something to gorge on. Everyone is looking to fill their stomachs with such haram money. This phenomenon should be confronted in a serious manner. The issue of dismissing such individuals and returning those sums of money which have been gotten out of public funds in an illegitimate manner should be placed at the top of the agenda. This is the responsibility of everyone. This issue is important to the people. Should this not happen and should it not be pursued, the people's trust in the system will decrease. If this happens, it will be a great disaster. The people's trust should be preserved with serious actions. I hope that Allah the Exalted will bestow success on all officials.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.